Boker Tov. Oh, now it says Mekumi Moshe. Anyway, today is Wednesday, Yutlet Be'adar, and Parashat Ki Tisa. Tov, we're in Kohelet Perek Zayin Pasuk Yutlet. HaChokhma Ta'oz LeChacham. A person's wisdom will empower him. Me'asara Shel Litim, from 10 rulers, Asher Hayu Ba'ir, that were in the city. What does this mean? Rashi HaKadosh explains, since before we were speaking about, right, Alti Tzadik Arbe, and then it says what? Ve'alti Shah Arbe, don't be too much of a Rasha. What did we say before? It says, even if a person was a little bit of a Rasha, don't think, oh, all is lost, and then just be Porek Ol. Even if you did a little bit of Averot, stop, do Tshuva, Vezeo, stop right there. So he says, if a person has Chokhmah, that's going to empower you to do what? That even if a person was a little bit of a Rasha, a person did Avonot, Seder, the Chokhmah kicks in, comes the Yetzer HaTov and says, Tafsik, do Teshuvah, and come back. Me'asara Shalitim. For instance, we know that Rashi HaKadosh says it's a reference to Yoshiyahu Melech Yehuda. His forefathers were Resha'im, and Yoshiyahu did Teshuvah. The Pasuk says about him in the Melachim, V'chamahu lo haya lefanav melech. There was no greater king that was chozer b'tshuva than Yoshiyahu HaMelech. Better than Asara Shalitim, 10 kings of Yehuda before him, who did Rish'ut, who were Resha'im and weren't chozer b'tshuva, Yoshiyahu HaMelech was chozer b'tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved him for it. Asher Ayu Ba'ir is a reference to Yerushalayim, Rechav'am, Aviyah, Achaziah, Yoash, and then Amatziah, Achaz, Menashe, Amon, Yoyakim, Tzidkiyahu, they were not chozer b'tshuva, only Yoshiyahu was, and therefore, what saved him? It's Chokhmah, it's Yetzer HaTov.
He was on that found the Torah in the...
Yeah, Yoshiyahu HaMelech, Tov. Yeah. Hayat Tzadik Yesod Olam. His forefathers were Resha'im. He didn't grow up that way, but Chazar B'Tshuva B'chol Levavo B'chol Nafsho. And he destroyed all of the Bamot and all of the stuff. So, Tov. Says the next Pasuk, Ki Adam, in Tzadik Ba'aretz. This is a very, very famous Pasuk. Shlomo HaMelech, this is warning, disclaimer. Ki Adam, in tzaddik ba'aretz, asher ya'aseh tov velo yechita. Why am I telling you to have your chokhmah, your yetzer tov close, to help you that if you fall, to help you get back up again? Because know that there's nobody who doesn't fall. The Gemara says there are only four people who died be'itiyo shel nachash. Only four people who died because of the gzirah that Hashem decreed on Adam HaRishon. Which were whom? The Gemara says four people. Who are they? Binyamin ben Yaakov. Who else? Huh?
I've heard this so many times.
So we have Binyamin, we have Yishai, Avi David, we have Kilav Ben David, and one more. Forgot the fourth. We have one more person who never sinned. Top. Anyway, Bekitzur, Shlomo HaMelech is saying, there's always going to be, there's another pasuk. Kisheva ipol tzaddik vakam. A tzaddik is not somebody who doesn't fall. Everybody falls. Shlomo HaMelech just said. Even Shlomo HaMelech had his ups and downs. We know that. A tzaddik is somebody what? A person who is able to lift himself back up and not give up. The Yetzer Hara would love nothing more than for a person to stay down. They tell you, have the leil fafev danot in boxing. What's the worst thing you can do? Not to get knocked out. If you get knocked in the face and you fall down, get back up. The worst thing you can do in boxing is stay down. Why? Because when you stay down, the ref comes and he starts the count. 1, 2, 3. And then what? Once he hits 10 and you're down? Shalom. Don't stay down. Get back up. Omer, gam lechol ha-devarim asher yidaberu, al titen libecha. Ay, 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 ay. Says, don't pay attention to everything that's being said about you. Asher lo tishma et avdecha mekallelcha. For you will not listen to your servant cursing you. Ma kavana? Rashi HaKadosh explains, over here, don't listen to everything that you're being told. Which means, over here it's a reference to, there's a few ways to understand this pasuk. Rashi explains about Lashon Hara. Shaul HaMelech's downfall came from what? That he was Mekabel Lashon Hara. Al-Nov Ira Kohanim from whom? Do'eg Adomi. Era Shah. And then he took the Lashon Hara and he went in and killed the Kohanim. That was his downfall. Don't listen to everything you're told. I remember one time, I heard this from my Rosh Kol, who only saw Maran Tchon Vercha get angry twice. Mamash Bikas. And one of the times was, he says he remembers, he was sitting in a car with, this is Rabbi Sutton, he was sitting in the car with Maran Zichron Bracha, and they were driving somewhere, and somebody came over, in the car, somebody whispered something in his ear, and he saw Maran get angry. He looked at him, he said, Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara, Ech Atam Daber Lashon Hara. He got upset at him. He got Mamash Bikas. Told him, how do you say Lashon Hara? Mazi. People, unfortunately, the Gemara says also at the end of Baba Batra, Rubam Begezel, Umi'utam Ba'arayot, Vechulam Ba'avak Lashon Hara. Unfortunately, everybody's Ba'avak Lashon Hara. And what? People treat it lightly. He'll Shomer Shabbat, Shomer Kashrut, Shomer Tahara, Vezen, he does everything. Aval Mekabel Lashon Hara, Medabel Lashon Hara. What kind of person is that? A firm Jew doesn't speak Lashon Hara, it's Yisur Torah. Yeah? Tov. And he says, what is the second part of the Pasuk? Says, don't listen. In tov asher tateu znechal lishmoa et avdecha mekalelcha. If you hear even your servant cursing you, don't listen to it too much, which means don't take it to heart. People talk, you know what I'm saying? Even if he's undermining you, whatever, but if he's just speaking bad about you, what are you going to get from it? You know, person speaking happens all the time. Baruch Hashem, you know, especially in the world of Rabbanut, en chacham ki ba'al nisayon. People speak and speak. Who didn't they speak about? Lehavdil el fafev dalot. Not comparing at all. Moshe Rabbeinu people didn't speak about? What did they spoke about? Many people spoke about him. Moshe Rabbeinu did everything. We're reading now the parashiyot of Melechet HaMishkan. The Midrash says, Rashi HaKadosh brings it down. Moshe Rabbeinu walked around with robes without pockets. Are there? You know that? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu walk around with robes without pockets? So that they're not choshed oto, that he's pocketing anything from Melechet HaMishkan. So walked around like that. And yet, this week we read about the formation of the Luchot HaBerit. Parashat Kitisa. It was made out of sapphire stone. The Midrash also brings down that from the dust of the sapphire, as Kadosh Baruch Hu was engraving the letters, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you take the dust. From the dust of the sapphire of the Luchot HaBerit, Moshe Rabbeinu got rich. And people started talking about him. He says, oh, he got rich on our cheshbon. He did all the right things, and yet, people talk. Moral of the story is what?
People
always talk. You can't stop people from talking. You have to do the right thing. Mayas Adam. So he says one more. Ki gam pe'amim rabot yada'a libecha. Many times your heart will know. Asher gam ata kilalta acherim. He says, He says, you know why you shouldn't pay attention to what other people say about you, even those closest to you? You know how many times you curse others. You know how many times you speak ill about others. So he says, therefore, don't take it so personally. So I go, look, revenge against the person who spoke out against me. And how many times do you speak bad about somebody else? How many times do you curse out somebody else? And what? You want them to seek revenge? Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Tov. Not so kol kedushin. Lech lishonu. Yeah.